Students at Brigham Young University, Idaho, the state's largest university, are upset. The school says it will no longer let students on Medicaid enroll unless they've got some other kind of health coverage. The private school is affiliated with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, widely known as the Mormon Church. As James Dawson reports, some students feel the decision is decidedly un-Christ-like.
22-year-old Katie Edrelin is a few credits shy of graduating from college. She just got married in October and planned out every detail of her family's new budget. That includes signing up herself and her husband under Idaho's new Medicaid expansion. But then, something happened she didn't plan for.
I freaked out. Obviously, we don't have a lot of money.
Just 2 months before the start of the next semester in January, right when Medicaid expansion gets off the ground, Brigham Young University, Idaho decided it wouldn't consider Medicaid to be valid insurance. The taxpayer-funded program covers low-income people, pregnant women, and those with disabilities. Now, Edrelin, her husband, and many other students will have to buy a private insurance plan or a student plan that offers coverage that's skimpier than Medicaid, or they won't be allowed to enroll.
We just got married, we're college students, and suddenly now I'm going to have over $1,000 extra each semester to pay for me and my husband in insurance when we're covered by an ACA-compliant, full-coverage Medicaid.
It's pretty common for colleges in the U.S. to require students to have health insurance, but the record is mixed on whether schools will accept Medicaid. Based on the American College Health Association standards, it says most student plans across the country are high quality, federally compliant, and can generally move with the student if they go abroad or get sick while they're away from school. But Jill Horwitz, a dean and law professor at UCLA Law School, says BYU-Idaho's plan made her raise her eyebrows.
It appears that the school is requiring its students, as a condition of being a student, to purchase something that has many of the hallmarks of health insurance, but really isn't health insurance at all.
The plan is run by Deseret Mutual Benefit Administrators, which was established by the LDS Church. It isn't classified as an insurance company, and it doesn't have to comply with federal requirements. It has annual caps on how much it'll pay for coverage, and it won't pay for catastrophic situations like a fire or school shooting if too many people enrolled in the plan are hurt or killed. Seth and McKay Barrett have been on Medicaid for about a year. They're in their mid-20s and live in Rexburg, where BYU-Idaho's campus is, with their 7-month-old daughter, Lissa. State data shows that county has the highest concentration of people eligible under Idaho's Medicaid expansion.
It's going to make or break us. Like, we were hoping to be able to put a little bit into savings so that when we graduate, we have a little bit of money to, you know, do first last month's rent.
But now, Seth says that's unlikely. Up until this month, BYU-Idaho had accepted the state's Medicaid plan. Actually, BYU's main campus in Provo, Utah still takes it. Seth says the school's lack of transparency is troubling.
We weren't given any information at all until it was absolutely necessary. Our concern is that this was done purely because someone realized they could make extra money.
After more than a week of uproar from students, the school issued a statement. They say with more than 20,000 students enrolled on campus, quote, it would be impractical for the local medical community and infrastructure to support them with only Medicaid coverage. But local healthcare providers say that's not true.
That hasn't been one of our topics of discussion.
That's Doug McBride, communications director for Madison Memorial Hospital in Rexburg. While he respects the school's decision, he says his organization is ready for the expected surge of Medicaid patients.
We are perfectly capable of handling what needs we have. We've got the infrastructure to handle the medical needs of the community.
Students say they're thankful BYU-Idaho finally gave them a reason for the change after weeks of silence, but thousands have signed a petition asking the school to reverse its decision. A student group has also organized Medicaid Mondays, where they hope to flood the administration's offices in person as a show of dissent. As for Katie Edrelin, the student who's waiting to finish her last few classes, Medicaid will be a big help for her. She's got a lingering foot injury and other health problems she hasn't been able to treat with the student plan while she's lived away from Rexburg.
I'm in a boot right now. Can't even go to the doctor because I can't afford that.
She's graduating next year while her husband has a ways to go. They had budgeted to graduate debt-free, but if administrators don't change their minds, she says they will have to take out a loan for at least $3,000 to buy unnecessary coverage they won't use. Reporting from Rexburg, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.